Now, when we come to the 48th Psalm, we have another psalm that belongs to this series. And it's a millennial psalm, and it celebrates Messiah's complete victory. Let me read again from this other translation. Great is Jehovah, greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is the Mount Zion, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God in her palaces hath made himself known as a high tower. And I take it that when it says Mount Zion, it means Mount Zion. And when it talks about the city of God and the holy mountain, we're talking about Jerusalem. And we find here a mention of the sides of the north. That's quite an interesting expression. It evidently speaks of a way of ascent and descent to this earth. And we are told that Satan, that's in the 14th of Isaiah, that Satan, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's the route, apparently. And Satan hoped actually to overthrow God, by the way. And here you have a conflict that reveals the last great battle that'll take place on this earth here. For lo, the kings were gathered together. They passed by together. They saw it and were amazed. They were terror-stricken. They started to flee. I believe that this is actually after the millennium, and when the devil is released for a season, and Christ goes forth to drive him forever off of this universe. Now we have a great hallelujah chorus at the end. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of Jehovah of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. This is a wonderful section. You read it for your own instruction. Now they had heard and read all about this in their prophets, and now, as they had heard, they're seeing the literal accomplishment of it all. That is the promised deliverance that God had down through the centuries been promising to them, and now it's realized. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm. It does have a meaning for us today.